tension coiled within him, but he still felt the habitual calm that always served him well in combat. He reminded himself not to shoot until he knew what he was facing. It was possible that whoever was in the Thunderstrike intended him no harm. Another local, maybe, or an official in an unmarked ship. But he doubted it. If they were agents of the Exchange, he wanted to take at least one alive to find out how they'd tracked him down. The ship set down, its skids sinking into the wet ground. The engines wound down but did not turn off. He could see the pilot through the transparasteel canopy. A human man in the jacket, helmet, and glasses that seemed to be the bush pilot uniform out on the rim. He was talking to someone or someones in the rear compartment, but Zirid could not see who. He heard the doors on the far side of the ship slide open, then close. He still could not see anyone. The ship's engines wound back up slightly, the thrusters engaged, and it started to lift off. He gave it a few seconds to get up in the air and engage its engines fully, then stepped out from behind the trellis. A single figure walked toward his home. A human woman with short hair, dressed in baggy trousers and a short coat. He leveled both blasters at her back.
"Do not take another step!"
She stopped and held out her hands to either side. He started to circle so he could see her face.
"Are you going to shoot at me every time we meet?"
The sound of her voice stopped him in his tracks, sent his heart racing, stole his breath.
"Aaron?"
She turned, and it was her. He could not believe it. The first words out of his mouth were ridiculous.
"Your hair?"
She ran her hand through her shorn hair.
"Yeah, I needed a change."
He heard the seriousness in her tone and answered in kind as he walked toward her. His legs felt unsteady under him.
"I know what you mean."
She smiled softly, and it was the same as it had ever been, as warm as the rising sun.
"I looked everywhere for you," she said. "I wanted to make sure you were all right."
"I looked for you too," he said. "But there was nothing. I watched every Holo story about the Jedi. It said they were leaving Coruscant."
Her expression fell.
"I resigned from the Order, Zirid."
He stopped in his tracks.
"You what?"
"I resigned. Like I said, I needed a change."
"I thought you meant your hair."
She smiled at that too, then indicated the blasters with her eyes.
"Are you going to put those away?"
He felt himself color.
"Of course, I mean, yes. Right."